voando, vivo a voando, sem nunca mais parar. Ai, 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 saudade, não venha me matar. Ai, 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 saudade, não venha me matar. Ai, ai, saudade, não venha me matar. Ai, 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 saudade, não venha me matar. Lhe chamar. Enquanto corria a barca, eu ia lhe chamar. Enquanto corria a barca, eu ia lhe chamar. Enquanto corria a barca, lhe chamar, lhe chamar, lhe chamar, lhe chamar, lhe chamar.
Hello, hello, KDVS listeners, welcome back. Currently, unfortunately, none of our co-hosts for Coast to Coast has arrive, so instead we'll be playing a certain piece, a spoken word piece by Current 93's David Tibet. It's a Thomas Ligotti influenced piece, and it's about, well, it's about a lot of things, but I hope you enjoy it. Thank you. As a reminder, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, you can always call in the station at 530-754-KDVS. That is 530-754-KDVS. Thank you for listening.
In her eyes tonight, there's a glow tonight. They're so bright, they can light what I'm new tonight. She's so gracious, so vivacious. She's not so mean. Bless your little heart. Flick to the corn. Acting out her fuss with a reality quality board. She's such fun tonight. She's a treat tonight. You could spread her out, spread.
When everyone you have ever loved is finally gone, when everything you have ever wanted is finally done with, when all of your nightmares are for a time obscured as by a shining brainless beacon or a blinding eclipse of the many terrible shapes of this world, when you are calm and joyful and finally entirely alone, then in a great new darkness you will finally execute your special plan. One needs to have a plan, someone said, who was turned away into the shadows, and who I had believed was sleeping or dead. Imagine, he said, all the flesh that is eaten, the teeth tearing into it, the tongue tasting its savor, and the hunger for that taste. Now take away that flesh, he said. Take away the teeth and the tongue, the taste and the hunger. Take away everything as it is. That was my plan. My own special plan for this world. I listened to these words, and yet I did not wonder if this creature whom I had thought sleeping or dead would ever approach his vision, even in his deepest dreams, or his most lasting death. Because I had heard of such plans, such visions, and I knew they did not see far enough, that what was demanded in the way of a plan needed to go beyond tongue and teeth and hunger and flesh, beyond the bones and the very dust of bones and the wind that would come to blow the dust away. And so I began to envision a darkness that was long before the dark of night, and a strangely shining light that owed nothing to the light of day. That day may seem like other days. Once more we feel the tiny-legged trepidations. Once more we are mangled by a great grinding fear. But that day will have no others after. No more worlds like this will follow. Because I have a plan. A very special plan. No more worlds like this. No more days like that. There are but four ways to die, a sardonic spirit might have said. There is dying that occurs relatively gradually. There is dying that occurs relatively painlessly. There is the death that is full of pain. Thus, by various means, they are combined, the sudden and the gradual, the painless and the painful, to yield but four ways to die, and there are no others. Even after the voice stopped speaking, I listened for it to speak again. After hours and days and years had passed, I listened for some further words. Yet all I heard were the faintest echoes reminding me, there are no others. There are no others. Was it then that I began to conceive for this world a special plan? There are no means for escaping this world. It penetrates even into your sleep and is its substance. You are caught in your own dreaming, where there is no space, and are held forever where there is no time. You can do nothing you are not told to do. There is no hope for escape from this dream that was never yours. The very words you speak are only its very words. And you talk like a traitor, under its incessant torture. Each of these new and ill-conceived designs is directed. they see this world as if it were alone and original, and not as only one of countless others whose nightmares all proceed, like a hideous garden grown from a single seed. I have heard these dreamers talking in their sleep, and I stand waiting for them, as at the top of a darkened flight of stairs. They know nothing of me, and none of the secrets of my special plan, while I know every crooked, creaking step of theirs. It was the voice of someone who was waiting in the shadows, who was looking at the moon and waiting for me to turn the corner and enter a narrow street and stand with him in the dull blaze of moonlight. Then he said to me, he whispered, that my plan was misconceived, that my special plan for this world was a terrible mistake, because, he said, there is nothing to do, and there is nowhere to go, there is nothing to be, and there is no one to know. Your plan is a mistake, he repeated. This world is a mistake, I replied. The children always followed him when they saw him hopping by. A funny walk, a funny man, a funny, funny, funny man. He made them laugh sometimes. He made them laugh, oh yes, he did, he did, he did, he did, he did. Oh, how he made them roll. One day he took them to a place he knew, a special place, and told them things about this world, this funny, funny, funny world, which made them laugh sometimes. He made them laugh, oh yes, he did, he did, he did, he did, he did. Oh, how he made them roll. Then the funny little man who made them laugh, sometimes he did, revealed to them his special plan, his very special funny plan, knowing they would understand and maybe laugh sometimes. He made them laugh, oh yes, he did, he did, he did, he did, he did. Their eyes grew wide beneath their lids, and how he made them roll. I first learned the facts from a lunatic in a dark and quiet room that smelled of stale time and space. There are no people, nothing at all like that. The human phenomenon is but the sun of densely coiled layers of illusion, each of which winds itself upon the supreme insanity that there are persons of any kind, when all there can be is mindless mirrors, laughing and screaming as they parade about in an endless dream. when I asked the lunatic what it was that saw itself within these mirrors, as they marched endlessly in stale time and space, he only rocked and smiled. Then he laughed and screamed, and in his black and empty eyes, I saw for a moment, as in a mirror, a formless shade of divinity, in flight from its stale infinity, of time and space and the worst of all, of this world's dreams. My special plan for the laughter and the screams. We went to see some little show that was staged in an old shed past the edge of town. And in its beginnings all seemed well. The miniature curtain stage glowed in the darkness, while those dolls bounced along on their strings before our eyes. And in its beginnings all seemed well. But then there came a subtle turning point which some had noticed, and I was one. I quietly left the show, though I did not, because I could see where things were going. As the antics of those dolls grew strange, and the fragile strings grew taut with the tiny pullings of tiny limbs, the others around me became appalled and turned away and abandoned the show that was staged in an old shed past the edge of town. But I wanted to witness what could never be. I wanted to see what could not be seen. The moment of consummate disaster, when puppets turn to face the puppet master. It was twilight and I stood in the greyish haze of a vast, empty building, when the silence was enriched by a reverberant voice. All the things of this world, it said, are of but one essence, for which there are no words. This is the greater part, which has no beginning or end, and the one essence of this world, for which there can be no words, is but all the things of this world. This is the lesser part, which had a beginning and shall have an end, and for which words were it said, the beginnings and endings of this world, it said, for which words were conceived solely to speak of. Now remove these words, and what remains, it asked me, as I stood in the twilight of that vast empty building, but I did not answer. The question echoed over and over, but I remained silent until the echoes died. And as twilight passed into evening, I felt my special plan, for which there are no words, moving towards a greater darkness. There are some who have no voices, or none that will ever speak, because the things they know about this world, and the things they feel about this world, because the thoughts that fill a brain that is a damaged brain, because the pain that fills a body that is a damaged body, exist in other worlds, countless other worlds, each of which stands alone in an infinite empty blackness for which no words have been conceived and where no voices are able to speak. When a brain is filled only with damaged thoughts, when a damaged body is filled only with pain, and stands alone in a world surrounded by infinite empty blackness, and exists in a world for which there is no special plan.
Everyone you have ever loved is finally gone. When everything you have ever wanted is finally done with. When all of your nightmares are for a time obscured as by a shining brainless beacon or a blinding eclipse of the many terrible shapes of this world. When you are calm and joyful and finally entirely alone, then in a great new darkness, you will finally execute your special plan. When everyone you have ever loved is finally gone. When everything you have ever wanted is finally done with. When all of your night for a time obscured as by a shining brainless beacon or a blinding eclipse of the many terrible shapes of this world. When you are calm and joyful and finally entirely alone, then in a great new darkness, you will finally execute your special plan.
Hello, hello. So that was I Have a Special Plan for This World by Current 93. This was just an EP that they released, and it was just that one song. But yeah, honestly, interesting song. Personally, I don't really vibe with the the message, because oftentimes Thomas Ligotti's poetry or like fiction that this song is based off of is, it's like commonly like very anti-natalist. It espouses a view that hates life, that views life as a disease. But I don't really believe in that, you know. I think it's pretty blasphemous to hate life, or at least to curse life. Personally, I'm not a fan of the world, but that's a clear distinction to be made. There's a difference between not liking the world and not liking life. And personally, I love life. I think life is great and life is amazing. Life definitely has its ups and downs, but there are always things, there'll always be things in life that are, that'll make it worth it. And for me right now, it's swimming in my pool. I love my pool. I don't know if any of you listeners know that, but I do in fact love swimming. I've been learning to swim as of late, and it's just been really amazing and epic. And yeah, But yeah, personally, I don't really gel with anti-natalism. No diss to any of the anti-natalists out there in the audience. I just think that anti-natalism is a self-defeating philosophy that just, it, what was it? It espouses a, I guess, a point of view that can't really be proven right or wrong, but it makes an assumption that life is inherently bad, which, though they do have evidence and they do have arguments for, which I personally do not find convincing, but I guess that's an argument for another day, another episode of Coast to Coast, the new episode where we visit Bodega Bay, but also argue if life is truly worth living. Not, okay, that's a bit dark, not worth living, but if life was truly good or bad, or if we can even place a value on life like that, a moral weight of whether life is good or bad. But yeah, besides that, personally, I've been getting into Current 93. I like their dark aesthetic and just the way that, I don't know, it's like an existential brooding that I personally am in favor of, that I find is really great. But yeah, besides that, nothing much has been going on. I mean maybe that's what drives a lot of people to that state of mind. Just sheer boredom with life. I mean, what's the Schopenhauer quote? Let me pull it up. Life is a pendulum. Okay, yeah. Arthur Schopenhauer says that life swings like a pendulum backwards and forwards between pain and boredom. Maybe that's what drives many people to this belief. I mean, Schopenhauer himself is a pessimist. He did believe that life in general sucks. And it would be weird, I don't know, me talking or like hating on anti-natalism even as a Buddhist. I think people forget that. I feel like Buddhism in general has been commodified into, I don't know, especially by like the hippies, to become this like, oh, what was it? To just be about mindfulness and about like meditation and peace, because that was like the type of Buddhism that was brought over in like the 60s. But people forget that Buddhism has this long theological tradition that included, if not, what was it? The belief, an ultimately pessimistic view of life, and the belief that, life has an inherently negative value due to the fact that people are trapped in a cycle of samsara where they live, they die, and they suffer. And yeah, it's kind of weird, but even though I do subscribe to that worldview, I still believe that anti-natalism is wrong and that life still has value, and that it's not a mistake to be born into this world. But yeah, before I go off, I'm just gonna play a song just for you, the viewers, and it's a jungle track. Fun fact, I think my first show at KDVS was a jungle show. I used to play a lot of drum and bass and jungle music. So yeah, we're just gonna go with that. I think it's called like Europa. It's the Artemis remix of it, and let me find it. Yeah, it's called Brilliant Europa. It's the Artemis remix of it. Wait, actually, I feel like there's a better jungle track to be played. Yeah. No, instead of that, we're playing Exalted by Slock. And yeah, thank you for listening to Coast, this special episode, more philosophical episode of Coast to Coast. Well, bye.
It is.